in the lunchtime edition. The Amaparis Academy for Special Needs Students has officially reopened from today. Two men remanded to prison after appearing in court charged for the recent St. Barnabas murder. Local importers closely monitoring what could be a developing international trade war. And U.S. President Trump reportedly delaying imposing sanctions on Mexico, but declares his intention to impose tariffs on the European Union, having already imposed tariffs on Canada and China. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, after being closed since 2017, the Amaparis Academy, it's now called, reopened its doors today, welcoming 30 students. The Education Minister, Kay McConney, toured the facility with officials from the Ministry of Education, the Board of Management of the Academy, and union officials. Ms. McConney emphasized government's commitment to making learning more meaningful and practical for students.
But the important thing is that we make learning meaningful, that we make sure that the skills that the students will acquire here will prepare them for the real world. Because what we're hearing from a number of students is that school is not always relevant. And we therefore need to make sure that whatever they walk away from our school system with, whatever skills, that they are actually relevant and can be applied in the real world. And I'm sure as you did the walkthrough, you saw several laboratories. And we will continue to work. All the laboratories are compliant with the CVQ and MVQ, which means that our teachers here will be able to take the students all the way through to technical and vocational qualifications, as well as academic qualifications. Because what we are saying is every single child can learn. We simply have to create the right kind of environment.
The Education Minister, Kay McConney. Meantime, the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, says the new academy will offer a different approach to learning.
We want that when they leave here, that they are contributing citizens to our society. Now, we know over the past few years, you know, we've heard about Amaparis, the Amaparis School. But what will be offered here from here on in is something different that will allow our students to reach their fullest potential, that some of our students are falling through the cracks. What we did over the past year and a half was that we engaged the teachers, some parents, and we tried to find out where students were having difficulties in the classroom. Those students who were most vulnerable were identified, and those are the students who are here now at the Amaparis Academy. We've also engaged our teachers at this school in extensive training.
That's the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Two men have been remanded to Dodds Prison after being jointly charged for the murder of Anthony Callender at St. Barnabas on January the 23rd. They are 30-year-old Jedi Clark of School Lane, Halls Road, St. Michael, and 24-year-old Andre Burkett of 7th Avenue, St. Barnabas, St. Michael. Clark was separately charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm and 9 rounds of ammunition without a valid license on January 23rd, as well as 2 counts of assault on police officers with intent to prevent apprehension on the same date. The two appeared today in the District A Magistrate's Court before Magistrate Allison Burke and were remanded until March the 3rd. This is The Latest. Local importers are closely watching what could be a developing international trade war following the United States announcing tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese goods and threatening to do so on other countries. They are unsure what the long-term implications will be, especially if the situation escalates. But the managing director of Carter's General Stores, Michael Edwards, tells Starcom Network News it's still a fluid situation. He notes that the goods his company imports from China and Mexico are not transshipped through the U.S.
The majority of my stuff that we bring in from Mexico is transshipped through Trinidad or Jamaica. It does not go through the U.S., so it should not affect us. But there are products that we import from China, and again, it doesn't pass through the U.S. It goes through Trinidad. It's transshipped through Trinidad or Jamaica. The only way it would affect us is products that we buy from the U.S. that is made in China. That's the only way I can see it affecting us. That whatever the companies in the States buy from China to market overseas, that will carry the additional 10% duty that he's imposed on. It's only what we buy from the U.S. that's made in China that will affect us, but what we buy from other countries that does not pass through the U.S. will not affect us. We will just have to wait and see what happens.
The Managing Director of Carter's General Stores, Michael Edwards. Meantime, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says U.S. President Donald Trump is delaying tariffs on imports from Mexico for a month. Mr. Trump had said a 25% import tax on goods from Mexico would begin tomorrow, along with tariffs on goods from Canada and China. The U.S. has not yet confirmed the deal with Mexico. U.S. stock markets are down after opening for the first day of trading since Donald Trump confirmed the tariffs. Earlier, the U.S. president also warned that he would definitely, his words, impose trade tariffs on the EU, but suggested a deal could be worked out with the U.K.
Well, we're going to see what happens. It'll happen, but we're going to bite. We'll see how things work out. It might happen with them, but it will definitely happen with the European Union, I can tell you that, because they've really taken advantage of us. And you know, we have over a $300 billion deficit. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They take almost nothing. And we take everything from them. Millions of cars, tremendous amounts of food and farm products. So the UK is way out of line, and we'll see the UK, but European Union is really out of line. UK is out of line, but I'm sure that one, I think that one can be worked out. But the European Union is... It's an atrocity, what they've done.
U.S. President Donald Trump. Stock markets also fell in Asia during today's trading, while European markets dropped shortly after opening. The Trinidad and Tobago Police Service Commission has written to the Commissioner of Police, Erla Harewood Christopher, requesting that she cease to report for duty and to cease to discharge the duties of the Office of Commissioner of Police with immediate effect, until further notice. The letter stated that the action had become necessary as the matter involving Mrs. Harewood Christopher was still being investigated. The PSC also stated that Mrs. Harewood Christopher was not the subject of any disciplinary proceedings. Meantime, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has made his first statement on the matter.
Whatever has happened, that is just coming to that. That a senior officer like that could have run afoul of the law. But I know that in Trinidad and Tobago, we are a nation governed by laws. There's protection for the innocent. A person is innocent until proven guilty, and due process is guaranteed.
Dr. Rowley also denies his government had anything to do with the investigation. In other news, correcting what was widely seen as an historic wrong, Beyoncé won Best Album at the 67th Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. The star was recognized for her 8th album, Cowboy Carter, which celebrates and contextualizes the black roots of country music. She had previously been passed over for the ceremony's main prize on 4 separate occasions. And rapper Kendrick Lamar won 5 awards at the 25 Grammys for Not Like Us, his diss track aimed at rapper Drake. Our top stories. The Alma Paris Academy for Special Needs Students has officially reopened from today. The Education Minister, Kay McConney, stresses the importance of giving students who may not be academically gifted the chance to acquire skills. 2 men remanded to prison after appearing in court charged for the recent St. Barnabas murder. Local importers closely monitoring what could be a developing international trade war. U.S. President Trump reportedly delaying imposing sanctions on Mexico, but declares his intention to impose tariffs on the European Union, having already imposed tariffs on Canada and China. U.S. talks slide as Mr. Trump's tax war escalates. The Trinidad Prime Minister denies any government involvement in the recent arrest of the country's now suspended police commissioner. And at the Grammys, Beyoncé finally wins Best Album. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.